Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. Now on view. More at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a Spring Super Sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes, too, when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
Today on the LA Report. Water rates will continue to rise for most Southern California customers despite two really wet winters. Get a look at why the cost of abortion pills varies among California's public university campuses. And traffic calming measures are coming to a busy LA street, frequented by new drivers and where some businesses cater to young families.
A locally owned and operated preschool where parents are dropping off every morning while cars are whizzing by.
Good morning. It's Thursday, April 11th. I'm Suzanne Whatley, and you're listening to the LA Report from LAist 89.3. Despite 2 years of ample rain, around 20 million people will still see higher water bills next year. The Board of the Metropolitan Water District of Southern California has voted to raise its water rates by 17% over the next 2 years. MWD General Manager and CEO Adele Haj Khalil says the district has sold less water lately with all the rain, but still needs revenue for infrastructure to treat water and deliver it to customers.
That is not free. It all costs money.
He says this includes facilities to store water in dry years. Statewide, reservoir levels are currently at 116% of average. State officials have canceled all commercial and recreational salmon fishing off the California coast for the second year in a row. The Pacific Fishery Management Council made the unanimous decision yesterday, citing diminishing stocks due to rising water temperatures. For now, the ban applies to commercial and recreational ocean fishing, but the council is recommending the ban be applied to river fishing as well. A vote on that is expected in the coming weeks. This marks the fourth time now in state history officials have shut down the salmon season. California requires public universities to offer the abortion pill. LAist senior health reporter Jackie Fortier has found that the cost depends on the campus.
It's all down to how each campus spent $200,000 in private grant money. Some universities spent it all on facility upgrades, like security cameras and bulletproof glass. Others, like Cal Poly Pomona, covered the medication, making it free for students. Cal Poly student Selena Robles says medication abortion should be free on all campuses.
It would feel easier and more supportive if I could be like, hey, if that happened, I could just go get it done and I don't have to come up with this money that I don't have.
Once the medication runs out, likely next year, Cal Poly Pomona could join the list of campuses that charge students for medication abortions. For LAist 89.3, I'm Jackie Fortier.
Monthly workshops are underway at California community colleges and state universities to teach students and staff how to use naloxone. That's the medication with the trade name Narcan that's used to reverse an opioid overdose. The workshops are part of the state's Campus Opioid Safety Act, which went into effect last year. Lori Miller with the Sacramento County Health Department says it's important to teach people about overdoses early.
We know that young people are experimenting with substances, and this is not something new, but it's just become more deadly.
If you see someone experiencing an overdose, Miller says you should call 911 and administer Narcan nasal spray. The spray will not hurt someone who is not overdosing, and it will help someone who is. Coming up, do you know what speed tables are? Drivers along a main drag in Silver Lake are about to find out.
Support for LAist comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting I Saw It, Francisco de Goya, Printmaker. This fascinating exhibition features all four of the Spanish artists' major print series in their entirety for the first time on the West Coast. With over 200 prints on view, this exhibition offers insight into the artist's creative process and the full range of his expressive capacity. Now on view. More information at NortonSimon.org.
Imagine if you could charge your electric vehicle at the places you already love to eat, shop, and play. Whether you're at the movies, on your weekly grocery trip, or running errands at your local mall, Volta EV charging stations are built around your day-to-day and located in your community and nationwide. All you have to do is check in, plug in, and go about your day. It's EV charging made convenient. Download the Volta app to find your new favorite place to charge.
Back now to the LA Report. A portion of Hyperion Avenue in Silver Lake will soon get new speed tables to prevent drivers from speeding. Those are the wider versions of speed humps with a flatter top and a more gentle slope. The Los Angeles City Council approved funding for 4 speed tables on Hyperion Avenue from Fountain Avenue to Tracy Avenue. The street is in Councilmember Nithya Raman's district. She says speeding has been a major issue on Hyperion with its curves and blind spots. Raman says it's used by small businesses and families.
A locally owned and operated preschool where parents are dropping off every morning while cars are whizzing by. The street is also in close proximity to Marshall High, where many teens are becoming first-time drivers.
The council member's office estimates that the speed tables will be in place by the fall. Metrolink has been awarded over $1 million to test a new intrusion detection system. The money from the Department of Transportation follows a significant increase in incidents where a train strikes a vehicle or pedestrian. The prototype uses artificial intelligence or light and sensor technology. The initial phase of the project will be focused on a 1.5-mile long stretch of tracks in the San Fernando Valley between Haskell Avenue and Van Nuys Boulevard. Los Angeles has unveiled a new 2-year assistant teacher apprenticeship program aimed at filling the need for more early childhood educators. It's part of the county's High Road Training Partnerships initiative. Those currently enrolled in the paid 2-year program get to graduate with a state-issued associate teacher's license and a job with a child care provider. The next cohort will be at Pierce College beginning in August. Anyone living in LA County can apply. The deadline is June 30th. In the forecast, you can expect another warm day before a cool down starts tomorrow ahead of some weekend rain. After coastal low clouds burn off this afternoon, highs will be in the mid-70s to mid-80s under sunny skies. For listening to the LA Report. You can read more news at LAist.com or listen live anytime on the LAist app or on the radio at 89.3 FM. The AM edition is hosted and produced by me, Suzanne Whatley, with assistance from producer Tyler Wayne. Our engineer is Federico Garcia Rodriguez. Catherine Mailhouse is the director of content development. LAist's executive editor is Megan Garvey. Original music by Scott Kelly. Check back here at 4 for the PM edition. Listeners like you help make the LA Report possible. Please donate at laist.com/join. And the LA Report is supported by Gordon and Donna Crawford, who believe quality journalism makes Southern California a better place to live.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at laist.com/sweeps.